Chaitanya Lila Harapan Prasad, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like precious jewels. So Ubhaya Vrinda, and they were all lying in Sarvabhauma Goswami's bhandar in his treasure chest. They hope Kulila Raghunathir Kanthe. Sarvabhauma Goswami took some of those precious jewels and kept it in a very, very safe, you know, locker. It was Raghunathir Kanthe in Raghunathir Goswami's throat. And whatever nectar they could collect, whatever jewels they could collect from there, whatever he distributed from that bank, Saha Iha Vistra Yudu, that I am describing here. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a display of my scholarship. It is not a display of my vast learning. It is not a display of my poetic expertise. It is a humble offering of gift to the Vaishnavas for their pleasure. This is I am offering as a gift to the devotees. So this is the mode of Sarvabhauma Goswami, that he is acting as a humble instrument in the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever I speak this, I remember Mahavishnu Maharaj, because he has been one of my first prominent Shiksha Gurus in studying Bhagavatam. He came to Chowbati Temple in 1985. I was just in Chari. I joined in 1994. And probably, you know, March of 1995, he gave some time. And he gave a class on Bhagavatam. Nice class. And we were all new Brahmachari at that time. And he gave a nice lecture with nice verses and, you know, chanted very nicely. And then he also told their story of from his experience of engagement ring, marriage ring, and suffering. We all knew from the that we were very excited. Then after the class, then I met him personally. That time Radha Krishna Prabhu had a house, like opening from this side to the temple, the kitchen side. So he was taking prasad and I went to meet him. And then there were a few of us people from Brahmachari. We asked him how we can study Bhagavad. And he said that he made one statement, which, you know, he sticks to the process called the epiphany. Epiphany is the moment of realization. So he said, if a Brahmachari does not get married to the Bhagavatam, the walls of the Brahmachari ashram will eat him up. And because of his experience and potency, whenever those words enter deep into my heart, it was like opening up a whole new realization. The wall of the Brahmachari ashram will eat you up. And then three, 4 hours were like, what the hell did you get that? Then immediately after that, I started. 95 April, I started the first candle. Recently we had an association asking the universe. We were thanking devotees for repeating. So I saw them given the Prabhupada, I was just mentioning the point that Srila Prabhupada has actually given us all these literatures, because that is the main product of this song.
Performing his last
sometimes he doesn't distribute his ornaments, but Mahaprabhu is just distributing the holy name so that all of us can also be adorned with those same ornaments. And that is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Dekhe Nityananda Prabhu Kahe Bhuta Rane, Ei Rupe Aage Mrityu Hote Grame Grame. Nityananda Prabhu was a silent witness, standing tall at more than 7 feet or God is high. They really have a good view of the world. Nityananda Prabhu was looking down at all the Vaishnava community, jumping and dancing in ecstasy. And Nityananda Prabhu made a comment. Dekhe Nityananda Prabhu Kahe Bhuta Rane. He calls some of his other intimate associates. And sometimes when you see an ecstatic, you hear them to whisper to someone next to the standing next to you. Oh wow. Just see how he's dancing. Just see. So Nityananda Prabhu collected. Eirupe. Aage Nritya Hote Grame Grame. In every town and village, this kind of ecstatic dancing is going to happen. Nityananda Prabhu predicted in Akana 500 years back. Because of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's prediction, we have so much of Harinam Sankirtan going on, not only in Kanpur, but also in Singapore. Could have imagined that these sound vibrations would have gone beyond India. Mangalati, you know, with 5,000 Muldans and everything. Even in IIT base, they are not allowed. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mission which Mahaprabhu has started. Right? And he is distributing this to one and all without discrimination. And Srila Prabhupada, this divine grace, is complete on Swami Srila Prabhupada. He took this mission seriously. Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur spent 18 years searching for a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, one of my dear friends, Krishna Kishan Prabhu, he's done his master's from Oxford. And now he's studying for his PhD at Chicago. So he is very closely networked with the scholar community. So one of his projects is also to retrieve some of the old original texts of the Acharyas. And by Krishna's grace, he found some of the rarest works. Recently, Ramana Maharaj, some of us went to his house and saw those. You know, the original book that Goswami Ashtar written in the hand of Srinivas Acharya. Just by seeing that, you will have to correct. You know? I mean, very rarely people forget prasad, you know, but that day we just forgot of prasad. Because the whole experience was very confined. Original God of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's diary. You know? And then he adds a little bit of, and then adds, Kibo Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra. So initially that line was not there. It began with something else and then he added something in there. Side. Static exchanges of letters between Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing a letter to his wife that our son Bimal is a little eccentric. But he's a great soul, so I think he's going to do a lot. Every father has problems. So all these treasured works are going to come in what is known as Bhaktivedanta Research Library, Bhaktivedanta Research Center, Calcutta, and it will be available for public display. They're just setting up the infrastructure and everything. So these are the works of our previous acharyas. And the amazing thing is, all these literatures are being found in the descendants of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. and their family members who are staying in Calcutta nearby places. They have these literatures with them and they have no idea that these literatures are something special. They have no idea that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an Acharya. They just think he's near part of his family and he comes. And some of these literatures they get by paying 500 rupees, 1000 rupees and they're getting it. And they said if you had not come then in another couple of years you would have thrown it in the Ganges. This is the treasure which was lying in Bengal and nobody would have known outside of Bengal if his divine grace Srila Prabhupada had not taken that responsibility. But that incidentally was also, if you read his biography, you know there is his own handwritten autobiography which was also found recently. You know they are trying to translate it into English. So Krishna Vishnu was sharing with me, he was also a sugar merchant in Padamada in Kolkata. And then he tried to write civil services exams 15 times. But the Britishers were so strict, they would not allow Indians to become selected in civil services. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew that if I take a prominent position in society, I cannot influence. So he was trying repeatedly, again and again. And then finally he understood that this is not a club. I can't enter this club unless I make contacts. So he made friends with Bankim Chandra. Bankim Chandra was networked with the Britishers. And he recommended the British that he's a nice person, he'll be well. You know, he'll surrender to the British, don't worry. Because the Britishers' greatest anxiety was they didn't want Indians who would be highly qualified and then they become like rebellious and they would become part of the freedom movement and things like that. So on Bankim Chandra's recommendation, actually the inside story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although qualified, but he was allowed by the British. I mean, you could get in just by qualification, it was causeless for you. Like, I see that some of you are employing your friends like that. I got some exciting information. You know, we are in one software company and you know, you want to get placed, so your friend fix you up here. And we are usually someone else fixing up. It's like that. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a plan, he had a vision. So, he actually brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to the surface again. Otherwise, it got covered to them. And then, his son, who's Saraswati Thakur, his appearance day, we're going to celebrate next Saturday. Amazing personality. He actually took the mission forward. So Saraswati Thakur, there's a nice pastime that he was so influential that a bullock cart filled with mail would come every day just for him. People from all over India were writing to him, Saraswati Thakur, because he was so influential. And just to process his mail, Britishers started a post office in Miami. That is the history of the post office in Miami. It started because of Saraswati Thakur, part of his contribution to for social development. People say, devoted to anything for society. Oh, we create post offices. Because our Acharyas are so influential, people want to meet with them. So what happened was, the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Mahaprabhu's mission which was inaugurated in Alarnath, was, you know, lying hidden. Of course, there's a long history in between of Srinivas Bhagavatam, Shyamalan coming and distributing books and all those things. It's a fascinating story. But then, Saraswati Thakur, he was a very, very highly empowered and by the age of 8, he had memorized Bhagavad Gita, he had read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he wanted to publish books. bought a publish Govinda Leelamrit by Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, which is a very very exciting book. And he was imploring, he was pleading with his father to publish it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it's a very advanced literature, it's not meant for everyone. So I want to publish it, it's very important. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, okay, print one copy for yourself. But it's so high, others can understand. So then Saraswati Thakur in 1901 took the chanting of 1 billion names and he completed that vow by 1910. 10 years he was in seclusion in Maya, continuously chanting more than 150-190 rounds every day. So most people know about the Gaudiya Math, but they don't know the foundation. He was doing that all the time. Just imagine. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, every day when we finish 16 rounds, we feel we have conquered Mount Everest. Especially when the last beat comes down. It appears like we have achieved the name of the khichdi without salt, without any spice. It would be served on the floor and he would bend down and whatever he could pick up 3 times, that would be his meal. So some of the famous pictures of Saraswati Thakur you have seen his beard, so that is the Chaturmas beard. Such austerity. In rainy season he would have an umbrella in his left hand. Beadbags are always white. So Saraswati Thakur had a specific rule. Of course, it's nothing to do with his thought. Just to give you the history. That Saraswati Thakur felt that the holy name is transcendental to Varnashram. So therefore, because the Japamala is inside the beadbag, it is all part of the package of the holy name. And all the colors of Varnashram, white, and it is all indicative of Varnashram. We cannot find the holy name within the confines of Varnashram. So it should be white. So therefore, all body part, if you see sannyasis and Christian, we like it always. We don't follow that principle because it was emphasized. And, but that shows his conviction in the holy name. How strong he was. So he was chanting, and during this period, there was one devotee called Pujya Bihari Vidyabhushan. Postmaster in Mesopotamia near Turkey, and he was a very very good organizer. So he came to Kolkata and he was inquiring that I heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. I inspired to organize this mission. Who can help me organize this? Someone gave him reverence that if you go to Mayapur, there is this great saint, he is the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his name is Bimal Prasad. So he can help you organize this mission. So he came, sir. He inquired in Mayapur, where can I find this Bimal Prasad? They said, you go near the Janangi, once in the evening he will come to take part in the Janangi, rest of the day he is chanting in some secluded mountain. So when he comes to take his bath in the evening in the Javani, you can meet. So all day, Pujya Bihari Vidyabhushan was staying there waiting. And then suddenly, around sunset, he saw from a distance a magnificent personality looking very, very beautiful. He comes running, his hands are raised, chanting, "Go, go, 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 go," and with his clothes jumps into the gates. Jumps into the gases, and the swim comes out in a few minutes, and then going to be adding the ocean on those places. Looks at him and he says, yes, who are you and why you come here? So I come from Kolkata, I want to organize our Chaitanya's mission very quickly. And Vimal Prasad, Saraswati Thakur, he points in one direction towards a bunch of trees, bushes. And he says, organize Lord Gaudiya's mission. Just see, can't you see the Gaudiya? Can't you see the kirtan is going? Can't you see the kirtan is going? Let's go, let's go! Tani, 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 tani! He went to the night. And to be very vision, how can this person organize any mission? This vision doesn't seem to be wrong. Someone who can organize it. And he gave up and he went back. 6 or 7 years later, there was a bell. He was standing in Saturn, shaved head, and said, do you recognize me? I said, no. You came searching for me many years back. Vimal Prasad, I am now going to Vrindavan to Saraswati Thakur. You wanted to organize Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission? Are you still ready? He said, of course. Let's organize Gaudiya. He came at around 4 o'clock before sunset. The Gaudiya Mahaprabhu was registered. All the groundwork was done. By the time came, he did everything. So that was the first time, in one sense, in the 1916 and 17, the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted into an institution. Till then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was never conducted via an institution. And then, Saraswati Thakur said, institution is a necessary evil. Because if you want to organize something and spread it, then you can do it once there is an institution. But Saraswati Thakur gives this example. If I have a bullet, you know, I can take a bullet in my hand and show it to you. Hands up. What can you do with the bullet in the hand? It will have impact, but minimal impact. Not the full impact which it can actually do. Because the bullet is not in the right place. To take the same bullet, put it inside a gun, even if it is a 1945 World War II gun, still it will have more impact than your 2009 muscular hand. Is better than Mr. Universe's muscular hand. You understand? So therefore, the bullet is inside the gun and the impact is much more. So the idea is, an institution with all its faults and imperfections will anyway have more impact than no organization and perfect intentions and a person standing alone. So therefore, the institution has been created so that more and more conditioned souls can be reached out to. Because that is Mahaprabhu's mission. Elika, Ekupe, Achandale, Kirtan Sanchare, Nama Prema Mala Gandhi Purila Sansari. Mahaprabhu's mission is that he has taken a garland. Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Palamtoya. Offer me leaf, flower, fruit, water. Mahaprabhu says, I know you will not offer me anything, so I will offer you. What a garland. A garland of the pure love of Krishna strung on the string of holy name. That is Mahaprabhu's garland. Nama prema mala gandhi purila sansare. And he's offering it to the whole world. That garland. And he's expecting us to receive Thakur to the mission power and he spread it all over India through the ODMF institution. And it's described according to some, you know, he had 20,000 disciples, some say he had 40,000 disciples or whatever. But Bengal and Orissa were the most, you know, divinely inspired by this mission. And he also set up various centers all over India. And we would see the impact of the institution that more people become aware of Krishna consciousness than anyone before. So this is Saraswati Thakur. But the interesting thing is, Saraswati Thakur, with all his talk for 10 years of chanting the holy name and being a real Vishnu, could not stop the institutional fratricide and the infighting amongst his disciples. Working watch. between the mission and the institution, and the mission is the bullet, and the institution is the gun. If there is a problem with the gun, you can't dump the gun. You have to do the working of the gun. There you go. Or I would say, what attracts you first is the ice cream. The mission is ice cream. Right? Ice cream is, you know, very attractive. Or prasad distribution, you may have gulab jamun, rasgulla, gajar, anything. If ice cream is there, you know, you can't control the box. The old people, you know, I didn't get my ice cream, I didn't get my ice cream, and they scream. It's attractive, but delicious. So the holy things, bhagavatam, prasadam, the simplicity of Krishna consciousness, all these things attract us at the beginning. So what attracts us is the ice cream. And then as we become more and more regularly used to eating the ice cream, we find out that the ice cream is being made somewhere. Then we look at that, what is that? And this is the ice cream making machine. So how about this? And then as you're working, you find a person who trained you here. What am I supposed to do? You continue working now. And suddenly, we realize that we have become engrossed from eating ice cream to working ice cream eating machine. And eating with the machine is not as pleasurable as eating the ice cream. And then we start wondering, good old days. Center in whole of dancing in ecstasy. We are having wherever you might come together.
sound vibration is called Sat. Dealings with paraphernalia is called Seva. And dealings with other Vaishnavas is called relationships. So out of all the three dealings, the foundational is the dealings with the Sat. And when that is showed up, that is like the main arteries which go to the heart. If that is gone, then you start getting symptoms of heart attack. So therefore, one has to perform an open heart surgery and remove those blocks and make sure that the flow is again gone. Therefore, the famous Cricket coach had the same. When things go wrong, because sometimes batsmen, after some time they lose form. So when Sachin Tendulkar is not in form, his coach. And then the coach sees that for a period of time he started hitting some strange shots, which was never thought of. So when in difficulty, go back to the basics. The basics can never go wrong. The problem is, as we spend time, we neglect the basics. We forget the basics. Sometimes we minimize the basics. So therefore the point is, am I chanting my 16 rounds every day, regularly, attentively, at a fixed time? To the extent your time is fixed, and I am doing within these periods, to that extent your quality has changed. He was going through a lot of inconvenience. Kaviraj Goswami didn't have to manage an institution, so he didn't have to go through mental inconvenience. He had to go through a lot of physical inconvenience. But the point is, there was inconvenience in spreading the mission even for him. And therefore, Prabhupada then he met our Bhairavi Prabhu, who was a typist, and Prabhupada gave him some transcripts to type. And he brought the transcript within 2 days. He was an expert typist. So, oh, you have done. You typed all this. Do you have any more? Prabhupada said, yeah. A lot of manuscripts. I have come inside. He took him inside the room. There was a big trunk. And Prabhupada opened the trunk. And Bhairavi Prabhu saw him and he was shocked and he said, Swamiji, this is a lifetime of typing. Prabhupada said, no, several lifetimes. This is just one book. Hey,
Indiana player who is taking so much time out and coming all the way here, spending like when you come here, you spend what, a month or something? 20 to 25 days in one city. That is incredible. You know, I've been going to the West from 2004. I've never spent more than 4 or 5 days in any city. That's the max. London. Thank you.